I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's something in the water. Tuesdays on the CW, catch all new episodes of the new series, Swamp Thing. When Dr. Abby Arcane is called to her hometown to investigate a deadly epidemic, she discovers that dark forces are at play. Soon after her arrival, a freak accident transforms a man named Alec Holland into the Swamp Thing, a monstrous creature with mysterious powers. Drawn together, Abby and the Swamp Thing join forces to fight the evils that plague the town. Don't miss all new episodes of Swamp Thing, Tuesdays on the CW, or stream free the next day on the CW app.
Welcome to Right Brainers, a new podcast where we unpack the latest trends in technology and creativity through real stories of creative breakthroughs. Join me, Tito Hamzy, as we dive inside the minds of some of our world's most innovative thinkers. Find Right Brainers on your favorite podcast app or visit hp.com/rightbrainers. Brought to you by Z by HP, the makers of high-performance laptops, desktops, and solutions for technical and creative pros, in partnership with Intel.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, he can do it, but I can't. All right, we'll get into that. But first, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Are your lights on?
Yeah.
Are your lights on? Let's go get them.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach a...
Who's calling?
They call me Pepper. I live, I think I actually live in an apartment behind you. I think our apartments are up against each other. Are you in unit?
Who want to know?
Actually, I want to know. I'm calling you. I got a little bit of a problem. I actually live in which is the apartment our apartments are back to back with each other. And I don't mean no harm, man, but you are though, right?
Yes.
Okay, here's what's going on. It took me a long time to try to figure this out. But when you come home in the evening and you turn your lights on, my oven and stove come on. And I'm talking about every aisle on my stove is on and burning hot.
How do you know that's because when I turn my lights on?
I didn't figure it out. It just seemed like every time, I hear you when you close your door, and every evening, I'm like, why is my oven and my stove coming on? And I'm talking about my whole kitchen just 100 degrees in there behind the stove being on like that.
Okay. Did you call maintenance?
From my understanding, I'm on the list, and they're not going to get to me for a couple of days now. So I'm asking you, Ms. if you don't mind, to not have your lights on until they come get this fixed.
Okay. So you asking me not to turn on my lights for 3 or 4 days and, you know, to sit in the dark.
Well, I'm just saying, it's only going to be for a couple of days. I know it's a little bit of an inconvenience, but, I mean, I can't be over here in the house, you know, damn near about to burn down.
Are you listening to what you're saying? You're asking me to sit in the dark. You know, I got a baby. I can't sit in the dark.
Okay. I mean, do y'all have any candles or something y'all can work with or something like that?
I have to give my baby food, milk. I mean, really, you want me to sit in the dark and you don't want me to turn anything on? You know, I got to feed my baby.
I understand, and much respect to you and your child, much respect. But what I'm trying to explain to you is, I mean, we have to look at the big hazard here. The bigger hazard is that I'm over here with fire on.
Okay,
you know?
First of all, where are you getting this we from? How am I involved in your situation? I have
because
nothing to do with what's going on in your house.
Your lights is patched in some kind of way to my oven and stove.
Okay, but I don't have anything to do with that. You know, you need to call management or maintenance or whatever, but I don't have anything to do with that. And I want to know, how do you know when I get home and turn on my lights? I mean, like, are you looking in my window or something? Are you a peeping Tom? Do I need to call 911?
You don't need to call nobody on me. Now, what we need to do is get somebody over here and fix this oven and the stove. That's what we got to get done. But until then, right now, you can't turn them lights on.
Oh, I'm turning on my lights. I know you ain't trying to regulate what I do in my house.
Listen, I'm going to tell you just like this here. I'm going to need you to keep them lights off until maintenance get over here in 2 days. Now, if I see this stove come on and all these eyes on this stove come on, then I'm going to come back over there and we're going to have to rectify the problem. But I cannot have this coming on.
So you threatening me now?
I'm not. No, I am not. I'm telling you not to turn the lights on. That's what I'm asking you to do.
Well, I can't sit in the dark, and I'm going to turn on my light. So, you know, you're going to have to deal with it.
No, I'm not going to deal with it. You're going to have to actually turn the lights off. Now, I understand. Do you have somewhere you can go stay?
Do you have somewhere you can go stay? I'm not leaving my house. I don't have a problem. You the one with the problem.
I'm not going to leave here, and then you turn it on, and then the
And if you come over here and knock on my door, you think you see fire in your stove, you're going to see some fire. I can show you some fire.
Okay, listen, I'm trying to work with you as calmly as I can, okay?
You're not trying to work with me calmly.
Okay.
The only thing you're doing right now is you're trying to tell me what to do and run my household.
Okay, if you're not going to work with me, then this is what I'm going to do. Because I already found out where the breaker is. I just go and just turn all the power off. So you don't have your power on at all.
Wait a minute, what the No, you can't turn my breaker off. Are you crazy?
I got to do what I got to do. I can't start no fire around here.
How the you get my phone number anyway? I mean, how you know my name, my number, all that shit? You know what? My about to come home, and he going to put the foot up your I don't care if he put your in the oven, and we set your on fire. What the you talking about? You going to damn turn the breaker off.
Hold on. I'm trying to sit over here and prevent a fire for the whole complex, and you up in here trying to commit. This is like arson for you to turn that on.
I don't give a You already got a problem, so I'm just going to add fuel to the fire. You call me. And again, I want to know how you got my number.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and go on this little small talk.
I mean,
the problem is that we got a problem with your switch. When you turn it on, my
oven
comes on and all the aisles on the stove
you
come on.
You got a problem, and it's about to be a bigger problem when my man come over there and put a foot up your I don't know who the you think you with, but it's about to be on.
Who you think you're talking to?
I don't know how you got my number, but you called the wrong today.
Okay, fine. I got one more thing else I need to say to you. Is you listening?
What the you got to say? Because I'm tired of listening to you.
Are you listening?
You ain't said I want to hear today. You calling me with all this.
Here it is. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your husband.
Wait a minute. Hold up. This is who?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband got me to prank phone call you.
Are you serious? Is this for real? I don't believe this. Man, I can't believe this.
You all right?
I know. I was ready to put a foot up in somebody's. I don't believe I just got pumped like this.
Okay, I got to ask you one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. You got it.
Wow.
Come on, baby.
Wow.
The whole problem was when her man come home.
Yeah.
Well, we got a problem. Oh, you got a bigger problem.
You can get your ass with a minute.
No idea who house you to call.
You'd have picked the wrong one today, Pop.
Yeah, you
picked
did,
the wrong one today.
She was rather rude, though, when you look at the whole thing. She was.
Oh, now you back on team.
He's back on the team.
He don't stay gone too long now.
He don't stay gone that long, but she was. I mean, it was a joke from the beginning, but that taking that out of context, she was just rude. All you had to do was turn her lights down. It wasn't that much.
But, Jay, it was a joke last hour, too, the prank.
It didn't go well.
Now, that last one was ass-whooping. He was way up in ass-whooping territory.
Just, you know,
just find out everybody don't find everything funny. That's all I got. Mm.
Right. But did you feel the brilliance as you was listening to it? Did you feel that? That's all I wanted.
I did.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah. That's I feel all it I from when the phone rings and when it just goes, when they go, hello. Brilliant. Excuse me. Brilliant.
Well, Tommy, are you excited tonight? Ready to love the premiere?
I am. I'm excited. I'm excited. My Pac-Man gave us a call. We're doing it. Ready to Love on the OWN Network. This is Last Resort, and it is Houston at its best, baby. This H-Town is the contestants. 20 singles, 10 men, 10 women, beautiful, out of H-Town on a resort. All looking for one thing. They are looking for love. And, of course, who's the best to host this thing? Huh? Come on now. Yes, me. Sexy Tommy.
But what? I did figure out something, Tommy.
That ain't good. That ain't why you on there.
What I do?
Yeah.
Well, Steve, we'll mention that all the guys on the show have 8-packs. They're really in great shape. So now we know why Tommy was working out and, you know,
well, he ain't got
all
no
8-pack.
He ain't got no 6-pack. He ain't got 2.
No, he said he didn't have one because he didn't know what gym they worked at it. So he admitted to it. Yeah, so that thought you had a sexy
don't
right there.
That.
Do you think Tommy's sexy?
If he says he's sexy, damn right he's sexy.
We gotta go. Coming up next, the Strawberry Letter subject. He can do it, but I can't. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What's up? I am Machine Gun Kelly, and look, I know Halloween is going to suck this year because there's no trick-or-treating and all that, but I've got a treat. There's a musical podcast that I made with my friends 24K Golden, Ian Dior, and Dana Dentata, and Satan. Well, Satan's not my friend, but Tommy Lee is, and Tommy Lee is playing Satan. But don't just take it from me. Tell him, Satan.
Thanks, dude. It feels great to be playing Satan on this podcast. Listen to Halloween in Hell on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or whatever you get your podcasts on.
On September 17th, 2009, 24-year-old Maitrice Richardson disappeared without a trace in the woods near Malibu, California, and was never seen alive again. I'm Katherine Townsend, host of the podcast Hell and Gone. We're going to try to find out what really happened to Maitrice Richardson. School of Humans and iHeartRadio present Hell and Gone Season 3, out October 28th. Listen to Hell and Gone on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.